Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Psachim, Perig Vav, Mishnah Vav. Shechatai, what if someone shechted the carbon Pesach, shaloi le'oich lav? He shechted it for people who can't eat it. Now, we learned earlier, in Perig Hay, Mishnah Gimel, that if you shecht the carbon Pesach only for people who have no way of eating the Kazayas Basar, they're too little, they're too old, or too sick, this Karban Pesach is possible. So now it's Shabbos Erev Pesach, and he shechts the Karban Pesach for people that can't eat a Kazayas Basar. V'shaloi l'menuyav. Or for those who didn't count themselves into the Chabura. He shechted the Karban Pesach thinking about a group that they didn't make up to be part of this Karban. Or he shechted the Karban Pesach la'areilin, as we explained earlier, that means people that did not have Bris Milah, although it's not their fault. But then it would have been a sakana to have Bris Milah. Vila Tamei, you know, for people that are Tamei, the din is Chayev. He is Chayev a Karban Chatos. This is not a case of Tob Edva Mitzvah Vasa Mitzvah. This isn't an innocent mistake. This is just too much of a mistake. This is not a case of Tob Edva Mitzvah Vasa Mitzvah, of making a mistake, trying to do a mitzvah, and performing somewhat of a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah here at all. This Pesach is possible. On the other hand, le'oich lav, if he had in mind to shecht the Karban Pesach both for people that could eat the kazayas as well as v'shaloi le'oich lav, le'menuyav, he shechted it for people that were counted into the chabura as well as v'shaloi le'menuyav. He had both in mind. Le'mulin, for people that had bris milah v'li'areilin as well as those that couldn't. Le'tahoydim le'tmeyim, for people that were both tahar and some of them were tamei. In all these cases, potter, he is potter. Because if you remember what we learned earlier in Perek Tamid Nishchat, it says, Hashoyche lepsulim, vilekshayrim, that the carbon is kosher. It was Perek Hay, Mishnah Gimel. So lemaisa, if it's a kosher, a carbon, we say this is a case of Tav Dva Mitzvah, he made a mistake over here, but lemaisa va'asa mitzvah, and therefore he is potter on a carbon chatas. Vayker zakti Mishnah Shechata, if he shechted it, v'nimtze bal mum, and it turned out that the animal has a blemish, Chayiv, he is chayiv. This is a shagig and not an oinus. He should have checked it beforehand. Any animal could have a blemish. Obviously, we're talking about the type of mum on the skin or something on the outside that had he only checked, he would have seen. On the other hand, the shechata, if he shechted it, v'nimtza treifa baseser, and it turned out to be a treifa because something was wrong in one of the internal organs, potter, he is potter. Zakta batanura, he's an oinus. How is he supposed to know? If he shechted the carbon, v'noida shemashchu habaylam es yada, and then it became known, they didn't know beforehand, but after he shechted it, it became known that the baylam, they decided not to use this carbon. The baylam decided to withdraw from this chabura and to join a different carbon. Oishem mesu, or the baylam had died, oishem itnu, or they became tamei. So lemaisa, what happened over here? He shechted a carbon, but there were no bialim for this carbon. He really had no right to shecht this carbon. But in this case, as well as in the previous case, potter, he is potter, he is considered an oinus. How is he supposed to know this? There is no reason that if he thought there was an arrangement that a bunch of people have joined to be part of this carbon Pesach, it's not mistabe, he has to check before, and did they change their mind? Did they withdraw? Are they still alive? They become tamei. These aren't likely things to happen. And therefore, it's not a tain on him that he didn't check. He is potter b'mnei sheshachat d'reshus. Because when he shechted with permission. Why is the Mishnah emphasizing over here b'mnei sheshachat d'reshus? So the Netziv explains that the MS, we have two cases over here. One is where he shechted it, and it turned out the animal was treifa. And here, he shechted it, and it turned out that the Baalim changed their mind. They became tamei. The two cases aren't mamish the same. Because the first case is completely unavoidable. Whenever you shecht the behemoth, there's a possibility it's going to be treif. The only way to avoid that possibility is not to shecht. And that's not an option with the Karban Pesach. So in the case of shechate b'nimtza treifa, and of course the treifa where you can't see it on the outside, that's a complete oinus. In this case, where he says he shechted, and it turned out the Baalim changed their mind, they pulled away from the Chabura, or the Baalim died, or they became Tamei. So it's not likely, and we don't say that he should have checked beforehand, but you can't say it's a complete oinus. Lamaisa, it is possible to ask, okay, Bailu, are you still here? Are you still part of the chabura? Are they still around? Are you still tahar? It is shaykh. That's why emphasizes the Netziv. In this case, the Mishnah reiterates from Neshe Shachat Bereshus. We still don't hold him accountable at all because it's not something that we require anyone to check before they shech.